You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Good morning. You know what's disappointing? You know this? I hate to say this. It's nice to have Todd back.
It is.
But you know what's kind of disappointing?
What's that?
Is that Convoy played better music than Todd?
Oh, I don't think so.
Don't you?
Really?
I mean, Sly and the Family Stone.
He played his own music.
Iron Zevon.
That's all stuff that I have.
See,
I
know,
play that all the time.
Listen, I've made a decision. I'm good with you guys taking Con. I'm good with that.
Yeah, didn't you?
Well, then we
weren't you impressed with Con's musical tastes?
I didn't give it a lot of thought.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I thought his musical tastes were exceptional. Now you got your intern there. And he's just, he doesn't know music.
No, he doesn't know anything about music. He's just...
Look at him. He's got nothing going musically.
I don't know.
A text already. Hey, yes, I agree. Great music last week.
Let me see that. Who's that by?
No, it's none of your business.
His wife.
You know what? It's, you know what? It's
Julie.
From your girlfriend.
Julie, yeah.
Lisa Hale.
Boy, hey, okay. Happy vacation, Todd.
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't do some day drinking.
A little bit.
You and Lisa,
we went to Pete's Garage
Bar.
Boy,
does that look cool.
Oh,
I gotta stop there. What are we doing our show in Oshkosh again?
I'm not sure. Gotta line that up.
That place just looks cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
There's a lot of cool stuff about Oshkosh. Yeah, we gotta go there. We say that we're gonna do it.
I know.
But, you know, that
never happens here.
We get done at 9 in the morning, though. That might be just a little early.
Todd. Todd, you know, Todd is so Wisconsin. He's so, what are you, German?
Yeah, of course.
Right? He's so German Wisconsin.
Why?
You guys are fine with drinking anytime.
Well, yeah. Those guys, Italians are just,
listen,
you know,
no, teetotalers. We're not.
Teetotalers, yeah.
It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
On vacation.
Yeah, that's.
Come on.
And in that heat, yes.
Got this. Happy anniversary, guys. I'm sorry, John, but Todd has way better music. Michael. Another one. Happy anniversary, guys. Conrad did not play better music. Vicky.
All right.
Wow. Todd's got his.
So the anniversary.
My backers,
I guess. Intern boy, what's up with you? I haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing? You still coaching baseball?
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Are you winning?
We won a couple games so far.
That means you're not winning.
You know, you death from that one.
Hey, we had a guy on yesterday. You work on Wednesdays, but this Christian Collins, who is, you must have heard of him, right? Plays for Notre Dame. He's going to
rush for 408 yards in the state championship game.
Fifth highest rusher.
408 yards?
Fifth highest rusher in Wisconsin's history. Wow. And been around for over 200 years.
Stud.
Yeah. And he's just.
Wow, is he built.
Yeah. So that was fun. And he's going
Do you think I looked like that when I was like 18?
Not at all. Not inside or outside. I mean, just the nicest kid, and just like, what do you think when you get the ball? And he's like, I know what's going to happen. And his strength, sense of balance. He goes, I can get hit and I don't go down. He goes, you know, I run over people. It's kind of my thing.
You know what I told him?
And I thought,
off the air here, I said, I'm going to give you one word of advice.
Well, you read that. I read that.
Be the baddest person on the cell block when you walk in.
That's not. That's no, his idol is Walter Payton, man of the year.
No. Okay, we got ticks here. We the listeners are not happy when Todd is not at the wheel.
Yeah.
All right. Got another one here. John is trying to stir the pot.
All right.
Another one. Mino, your disrespect of Todd is not cool. I may have to rethink hiring you for Simple Life Hospitality. He's high, Todd. I'm not even joking about this. He's hiring me as an inspector.
Not yet. He
told us that yesterday.
Well, he said he didn't really offer you a job. He said he would.
Kind of.
Yeah, he's got to do a little bit
more. Okay, so you and I had a conflict already. And Todd was a part of this.
When was that? This morning?
Yeah.
I, you know, if I had a bingo card, if I had the Mino and the Mayor bingo card this morning, yes. I would have won before we even went on the air because the word altercation came up. Well,
pretty early.
Hot dogs came
but,
up.
Okay, but how funny is it? He had the exact same type of altercation as I did. Exactly the same.
Oh, they, in the parking
with
lot.
With the backing out of a
And people, and I, what? The reason we agreed on that same altercation is we both apologized.
Yes.
And then they didn't accept it.
Yes.
They're like, "You next time I'm going to take your head off." It's like, what did you just say?
Yes.
So then I go over there and that was like crazy. I mean, it's, she's like, "Jim, you got to retire."
Okay. But the other thing though, too, the other thing. Okay. Michael says the paperwork is in the mail. But here's another thing, Jim. And I know you take so much pride in your food.
C-cap.
Hey, Michael, just
check that first.
You take so much pride in your food.
Well, I like cooking. No, I don't.
Your buns weren't good.
No, okay.
So let's set the stage. Okay. Okay. Right?
Go ahead, Todd. Okay. Welcome back from vacation,
by
the way.
Yep.
Big Mouth was playing at St. James Park, which is right across the street from my house. And I thought I wanted to have a party, but I didn't want to have a high maintenance party. So I just made a hot dog bar. So I grilled the hot dogs.
Cheese Curd Nick said it was great.
He did. He came over kind of early, which was, I think he kind of came to help, but I didn't really need any help.
And Connie Feldman said the same thing, just so you know. Like, she was really impressed with it.
She was great. She stopped.
Connie's awesome.
You didn't come over. Anyway.
Hey, you guys should be proud of me. No, listen. This is 1 month. Today is 1 month since my surgery. Since the doctor, who I think he's a doctor, he used a can opener on my face to get rid of the cancer instead of a scalpel.
Yeah.
Bitty boo bots.
God. It's my first day without a bandage on.
It seems a lot longer than a month, doesn't it? Because we hear about it four times a day. It's like, man, I would have been that 6 months ago. Jesus. Okay, so anyway, so what's your point?
So I'm not wearing my first day without a bandage.
I see. It's a month off, no Band-Aid.
But he used a can opener. Ruin my face. I'm no longer handsome.
Well, I would.
I was good looking. You know who? You know when Christian walked in yesterday? It's like, my God, this looked like looking in a mirror when I was 18. Okay.
Just, I don't know. He's delusional. His height, he's 67. Did you know that?
Eight.
This kid is put together.
Oh,
he's
stud.
And he's good looking too. So
wow.
And the other thing that is opposite of you is I think he's a 4.0. I do. I talked to Donna last night about that. I think he is. I think he's a 4.0.
How do you know I wasn't?
Because you showed me your
2.7.
2.7 is not 4.0. Anyway, I just think he's got a lot going for him.
He does.
Really, and like I told you last night after, I really hope he does well.
He is. Wow.
I think he will too. So anyway, that was
no,
fun.
Okay.
And he sent
so
us
I'm
a nice thank
back.
You note
I'm
last
just
night.
Going back to your, okay, you brought in food.
After, because you didn't come to my party, so I brought you some.
Buns are so
buns
big
make the
of
burger.
A part of it, Jim.
They do. Buns make
and
the burger.
And you cheap buns.
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, those buns were made that day at festival. I looked at buns, and I know, look, you know, I'm not going to buy.
He knows buns. He's so disappointing.
No, you know what he's complaining about? It's just because I had foot-long hot dogs, right? When's the last time you saw a foot-long bun? Like, never? So they... They were perfect.
At Costco.
Let me tell you what people do. You know what the mistake with buns is? Too much bread. And then you miss out on the burger. They were perfect. They were baked. I talked to the lady. Anyway, they were, and John was complaining this morning because those buns were bad because they were too short. I'm like, okay, John, it was a foot long hot dog. You think maybe the hot dogs were too long, you know, for that bun? And I wasn't going to get a foot long bun because it's too much bread. Those were perfect. You know what I'm going to do for you next time? I'm going to cut the hot dogs in half. And just then you'll
be
happy.
Do you know how many people texted me said your party was disappointing because of the buns? A lot.
Yeah. I got some pretty good compliments. No. Anyway, all right. So next time you bring your own buns.
I will.
And I'll make the burgers.
Okay.
Those are good for brats, though. I brats, too.
Yeah.
So they would have fit for that. Anyway.
I'll just say. I just expected more.
All right.
Okay. Well, we got some texts.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Got text here, professional boxing coming to the Oshkosh Arena. Let's go. That's from Skyler. Let us know more about that. I'm never brag. I mean, not really.
Yeah, you do. You pray every day.
Look at Todd. He just looks away.
He doesn't say anything.
He just looks away.
People can say what they want about me.
Wait a minute about what you're going to say.
Yeah. I'm going to say I say what people are thinking.
Okay.
I do. No, I tell you, I can go. Well, I went to the church, talked to the priest. I'm like, hey.
Like, I don't go to church and talk to priests.
I don't go to the church. Yeah,
no,
right.
No. Just let me finish.
I tell the priests a lot of stuff.
And I said, look, your homilies are too long. So you're a smart guy. You've done a lot.
This is so funny. I got to tell you something.
That's true.
This is so funny.
And he's like, well, who are you to say that?
I said, because
everybody is telling me that, and that's what everybody thinks out there.
So Father Baghetto, up in Ishpeming, St. John the Evangelist, or whatever. Okay. Evangelist. What is it?
It's St. John the Evangelist.
Yes. Do you know him?
Evangelist.
No, that's the name. I believe Evangelist is not a word. Okay, go ahead. St. John's. We'll just leave it
the
there.
The Evangelist.
Yeah, the Evangelist. He evangelized.
Yes, he did.
That's why it's called the Evangelist.
I think I'm related to him. Remember I showed you that?
St. John?
The Baptist. Remember?
You know how he died?
No, I don't. But okay. So anyway, I told my brothers, Father Baghetto used to have the longest sermons.
Yeah.
I mean, like 40 minutes.
I'd get up.
And I'll never forget my dad one time. We were going rabbit hunting. It was a Sunday morning.
Priorities.
And after, it was 6 o'clock mass, okay? Remember 6 o'clock masses?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Sunday.
A Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And we go up, and the priest, Father Baghetto, comes in, to say, hey, how are you doing, Jimmy? And my dad tore into him and put his finger to his about how long his sermon was because we had to go rabbit hunting. I'll never forget that. He threw out the GD word to the priest, but how long his sermon was.
The previous pope had the priest go out there, and he lectured him one time and said, do you remember when you were a little boy sitting in church?
Yeah.
And he told them to hold the homilies to, like, what did he say, 12 minutes, 11 minutes or something like that? So these guys who go 20, 25 minutes, they're kind of going a little bit against the boss, a little bit.
Absolutely.
I think people, and you've taken some classes on giving talks, they kind of check out after 10 minutes, too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Somebody pays attention.
I wonder if that ever happens on the show, if people just kind of check out after about 10 minutes.
No, we rotate listeners. That's how we keep relevant. But no, I agree, because I think people, especially Sunday.
Yeah, okay, let's be honest.
The game's coming
on. Your brother's a priest, so I'm not putting down the whole priesthood. Whatever.
That's true. And he's probably listening.
Yeah, but sometimes they like hearing themselves talk.
That's a big production.
That's them on stage.
Exactly.
Yes. You're exactly correct.
And I will say this about them. I want to give them a little
credit.
That's
why I didn't become a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give them a little bit of credit.
Because you're not a showboater.
Yeah, not at all. I want to give them a little credit. They work hard on those homilies. They do.
Really?
They do. They don't just wake up. They do. They do some research on it. But they have.
I heard they had like a thing, a newsletter type thing that they could use.
Well, they have points to discuss. But
yeah.
No, those guys. Some of those guys really.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest work, with you.
I call them sometimes. Like, what are you doing? I'm working on my homily.
I would have given phenomenal homilies.
No.
Yeah.
First of all, you can't swear from the altar.
I would have given unbelievable. Is a homily the same as a sermon?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have given great ones.
Do you know that in the old days, the Catholic Church, they didn't have homilies? And I said to our priest.
Well, when I was an altar boy, I learned in Latin.
Yeah. We had Latin. But they didn't have homilies. And I'm like, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
I think you would get more out of the mass.
Just get through it as quick as you can.
But just focus on the sacrament.
Oh, I hate a church. I'm sorry. I didn't. Well, didn't you? Say it.
No, I didn't.
I'm having computer issues in here. We got about 15 seconds going into break, but I got no music. So I think Khan did something on his last day here.
See,
We got a text from Donna. I like Todd's music.
Okay, start singing.
Todd, you got a lot of fans.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
All day.
Wednesday morning, 62 in Green Bay, 64 in Hampton, 66 in Oshkosh. High of 72 today. Zero wind out there. What a nice morning it is. That'd be a nice morning to go. I bet you anything.
No.
Cheese curd Nick. Are you listening? I bet you're on the water.
But he's got the farmer's market tonight, and I think it's going to rain. Let me get a look.
Is that?
I don't know.
It is so nice out there right now. That's why I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not going to rain till 8. Okay, cool. Good. It's going to rain tonight. Good. That'd be great. Farmer's market, 76.
Hey, you know what you
76?
Should do? You know what you should do? To, like, don't take this the wrong way.
Never.
But to recoup your reputation.
Is that possible at this point?
I don't know. You should have Cheese Curd Nick give you some of his fresh perch and do a fish fry.
Why do I need his? What do you mean?
Because they're fresh. I mean, he could. You could cook them the same day he catches them.
A fish fry, like deep fried. I don't think I like
remember
that.
We're talking about that. You missed
this
one, Todd.
Yeah, this is not.
There's
a
thing. Every state, what's the worst thing that kills people?
Yeah.
For Wisconsin, was fish fries.
Which is
shut
not,
up, really?
Yeah, a staple. Then next is probably cheese curds, and after that, brats. Yeah. But, I don't know. I've had fish fries. I don't. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it.
It's not like my thing.
All right. Some other texts here. Jim only says what Jim thinks, Vicky.
Yes.
Another one here from Donna. I like Todd's music.
Right. That's from Mrs. Schmidt, by the way.
Another one. Okay. Milo, I wouldn't say you have skin cancer. I'd just say you got cut in a bar fight. That's why you have a scar, Michael.
Okay. Scarface. There you go.
Another one, Cowboy Dave says, I hear they're using electric can openers on faces these days. Thank you, Cowboy Dave.
Could upgrade it.
Yeah. So.
So, okay. Donna likes Todd's music, so I think I'm going with
Todd's
music. Okay,
that's fine.
Because...
What do you think?
When she texts me, she says differently, but whatever.
But that's at night.
So, Todd.
Yeah.
Today is our actual anniversary.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can you believe that?
I was not.
2 years today.
Are you talking to him?
Yeah, I am. You kind of knew that.
How does he know?
I didn't know him. I didn't know you 2 years ago. Did I?
You did.
Okay.
Wow.
In class 2 years ago. Well, no, I don't know when. We came on the air 2 years ago today, and... I remember that like yesterday. There's a few things I remember. And
I just remember you having notebooks.
I had notebooks.
Of notes and whatever,
right.
Whatever.
And I had arrows. Like, if this doesn't work, we'll go over here, you know, because we had a little bit of a outline. And the guy was, I don't even know who was here. The guy that didn't. Shannon? Yeah. Anyway. And he's like, okay, we're going to go on in like 3 minutes. And I'm going through this stuff, and John's looking out the window, and I'm like, dude, he said 3 minutes. And then it was 2 minutes, and then, but then it was.
Yeah,
it was,
Shannon.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Okay.
Anyway, it was.
Look at this.
Fine.
Chuck says, happy anniversary, guys. Great show. I'm planning my route for today. Is your street still
picking on us? It's a regular.
Oh my God!
We were going to close the street last year for a little party.
They did close it.
They started.
Actually, no, we weren't. You were going to.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I mean, the road people were there.
I know that. I was here for that.
I'm just saying
we had no plans to close the street.
But the city was shutting it down. Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, but yeah, 2 years today, which is amazing.
Amazing.
3 hours. Well, we went from 2 to 3 hours. I don't know, we were 3 hours a year, 2 years ago?
No.
You started at 2.
We started at 2. Anyway.
Last summer, we went to 3.
Okay.
Okay.
18 hours a week.
I know.
Anyway, so here we are. But yes, it's awesome. I mean, you didn't chime in on that. I said, it's awesome. And you're like, quiet.
Carly Simon is 82
yes,
today.
She is.
How did Carly Simon get to be 82 years
whatever.
Old? God, I loved her. Remember that album cover, Todd?
Of course I do. Who doesn't?
Jimmy Walker is 78, who I've heard. I remember Murphy told me this. Of all the comedians we used to have at IXX, he was the biggest jerk.
I believe that.
Were you there then?
No. No.
But he was the biggest jerk to come through the doors at IXX back in the day. Jimmy Walker.
Where was he playing?
I think your place.
Hmm.
What was it? Carlton?
Oh, well, he must have opened. He was the main act?
Well, he was big.
He was a big guy. Oh,
he was huge.
Really? He wasn't. I didn't do his show.
Good Times?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. He was huge. But he, I
really?
Think.
Really? Yeah. I just want to say he did not. I did not work that show if he worked. I'm sure that's where.
I mean, where else would they be? Maybe on night? I don't know.
No, you're. Well, yeah. Huh. I didn't know he was. I know he was on TV. I didn't know he was Eddie Murphy guy.
Todd.
Yep.
Call Murph.
All right, he's sleeping. No,
you got his number?
Let him go.
No, let's wake him up. Ricky Gervais.
Was he a guest speaker at the Northeastern Wisconsin High School Sports Awards in Green Bay?
Jimmy Walker?
Took place at the Lambeau Field Atrium on a Sunday.
No way. Uh-uh.
That's what this is saying.
He wasn't the girl.
I don't know about that.
I can't. Okay, I didn't know he was that big.
Ricky, is it Gervais?
Gervais. Yep.
He's the guy that started The Office, correct?
He is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you seen that? But you know what? I hate listening to British people talk. They don't speak good English. You know what I mean? You can't understand them.
They say the same
them.
Thing about us. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I know they're saying funny stuff, but they're like hard to
follow. I don't think
even
British.
People in the UK truly believe that the American version of The Office was better than the UK version.
I agree.
And that one only lasted for like a season over there.
Right. Yeah. Who is Sonia Sotomayor?
John.
I knew this was going to happen today.
Oh, my God.
I have a mark on my bingo card.
Oh, my God.
What?
I knew you were going to say, who is it? And I knew Jim was going to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever watched the news or
looked at this? Okay, in the news for 40 years, Jim.
Who's the president?
Of what?
The country.
Okay.
What are the three branches of government?
Oh.
The executive? The legislative?
Electoral.
Man. Anyway,
the judicial branch.
Right, the judicial
branch. Yes.
Right, so yes.
How many Supremes do we have in the United States?
12.
Nope, we don't.
13. One died.
Well,
and they were replaced. True.
They were
that old lady. Remember her? God, they wheeled her out and she was just.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I am loving this, Todd.
Our people are so caustic today.
This guy, all right, Todd. Yeah. You know, Todd, there's probably some sixth grader that said the exact same thing today. You want to read that, Johnny?
No, you go ahead.
Did John really say that electoral is one of the three branches of government and that we have 12 justices? I'm sorry, isn't this civic media? Get it? Civic, John? Civic, like civic lessons? Perhaps civics class is in order for Johnny. Yes!
I had the whooping cough, which made me miss a lot of school.
All right, you missed that. Okay, because you only learn it once. I mean, else it's irrelevant.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Today is Beatles Day, as in the Beatles, Todd?
As in the group, yep.
Okay, there is nothing that will PO people more than if I say what I actually feel.
Go for it.
Overrated.
Oh, man. You said that before. That's crazy.
I don't think they are, but they're not my taste. I like the later Beatles stuff.
Me too.
Like
1970
get back,
on.
Oh,
right,
no.
Right when they...
Back in the USSR.
Yeah. I
Jojo
like that.
Left his home into Southern Arizona. Music.
No. When they came over here,
You can't say something else that I hate about them.
I
shouldn't say hate. Okay, I had very curly hair.
Hey, dude.
Oh.
I had You know what? One of my buddies actually texted me. He said to me, Todd.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a picture. I want to know if you're impressed.
I just want to say, when I went to the Beatles tribute at the Waverly, remember that guy sponsored? He was on a show a couple times. Mm-hmm. They came out the first, they had three sets. You know, they have the original with the black tuxes, and then they do that Yellow Submarine, and they do, I don't know what else, the third I left. The crowd was going crazy at that first part.
Are you quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, should we see a picture again?
Jim was completely unimpressed with that.
I was.
A buddy
still
Mike
am.
Sent me that.
That's cool.
Huh?
That's
am.
Cool.
Cool.
Let me see your pictures from football,
Jim.
From wrestling?
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
I don't want to see your wrestling pictures.
Yeah.
I don't want to see his wrestling tights.
My onesie.
Your onesies. Today's also Catfish Day. I got to tell you something. And this is no lie, Jim. That catfish dinner I had at your homeless shelter that day
was
incredible.
Yeah. A little bit to do with the catfish, a lot to do with the chef.
The seasoning.
Yeah,
that was so good.
Ezra did that right. So maybe that's not catfish like you old guys are thinking. Isn't catfish like a computer thing where you scam people?
Oh, I thought that seasoning was phenomenal.
No. I don't think. I wonder if the catfish is in honor of the fish with the whisker, like you're talking about, or isn't that called?
Catfishing somebody. Yeah,
like you're catfishing somebody. I think that's.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I think it's the fish.
Oh, like this. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's goat cheese.
Love it.
Not a fan.
Oh, come on. God.
Serious, Todd. Yeah, Todd will like it. He's an old German guy.
Nope.
Oh, you
no.
don't?
No, okay. I don't. I don't like it.
How can you like goat cheese?
Because it tastes great. And
I don't like the sourness of it.
Me too.
Right. But if you put that on, just wait.
I almost didn't come in one day last week.
Okay.
I was sick to my stomach. I threw up all night.
Okay,
what happened?
Why would he even say this? Okay, Ryan, of course you don't eat. But he's allergic to everything. But when you do eat, do you ever check the dates? Like on your milk or cottage cheese or what else? You know, anything. You do. Okay, so, all right, so that, and John got sick, like, and he threw up, had to go get Pepto-Bismol at like 11 o'clock at night, drive around, find a store. And he, because he ate Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt, have you had that? Okay, it's got kind of a sour taste anyway, but it's still dated, bigger than life. It says right on the side, expiration date, you know, whatever, 7-1 or, but he ate it because he thought, well,
It taste a lot different.
It did, and I'm not saying it didn't. That's why I kind of defend you a little bit in the beginning because I said it does have a sour taste. See, I get vanilla yogurt. I don't like just plain yogurt. But anyway, so he ate it and it was like expired. Well, right? That's what got you sick, John.
I admitted that.
And I told him, I said, John, those dates, they're on there for a reason.
How expired was it?
But no, I just want to say, I don't know
the exact date.
Just wait, let me finish. The reason you almost missed yesterday, because he did it again. Same thing. Didn't check the date and ate it.
But you wouldn't think yogurt would spoil because it's basically spoiled milk or something.
If it's gone by like a couple of days or a week, you're fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was a lot longer.
You know what
you,
I think I did wrong, though, too? I'll be honest with you. I didn't have the lid on. I didn't have the lid on. And I think when it gets air.
And it turns a little bit green, and it's growing intelligent life. Yeah.
If the cap wasn't on, I wouldn't have touched it.
Yeah.
It's probably the right date, wrong year.
Okay, all I'm saying is, okay, so back up on this whole thing. So goat cheese day, it tastes like bad cheese.
No.
So why do people enjoy it? Right?
You put it with tomatoes. Put it tomatoes, cilantro. No. That's a very refreshing. That's better than like if you put like that yellow cheese on a salad or something. Goat cheese is better.
I used to like Velveeta.
Right there, folks, there's the difference.
That is pretty cheap cheese.
Velveeta, but goat cheese.
No, but that was good. Yeah, that would make good toasted cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would melt really nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
And government cheese. I'll never forget. My mom and dad used to call it Reagan cheese because that's when Reagan was giving out free cheese. That made a great toasted cheese sandwich.
I don't think Reagan gave out.
No, it was Reagan.
Really?
Jim, who's... I know my political...
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was one of the 13
Supremes. Hey, today's also
Supremes.
Color TV Day. Okay, Todd.
Color TV.
How old were you when you got color TV in your family's house?
We had it. We had a black and white, and we had a color.
Oh, wow. I came home from college, and it's like, what in the world? You got a color TV? We got a color. I was 19 years old, maybe 20 years old, before we had a color TV. How about you? I know.
Before that.
It was so exciting. It was unbelievable. I used to go to my Auntie Mimi's to watch Bonanza, because that was in color. That was one of the first shows in color. It was like I would have the, you know, the mountains and everything.
I got to think about that. I don't know if I remember black and white. When did color TVs come out? How old were we, 10?
60s, mid-60s.
So we were younger than that. Yeah, I don't, maybe.
I bet there's a lot of people out there that did not get color TVs until the 70s.
So it's color TV day.
Color TV day. Terry says the drug years were the Beatles' best music. That's kind of true. You know what I mean? When they started getting in, that's nah. It wasn't so pop and so yuppie little whatever, whatever. I love you, yeah. You know what I mean? That's like, they were the Beatles were no different than Herman Hermits.
Yeah,
the Dave Clark Five.
I agree. Tommy James and Shondells.
Brian says goat cheese is terrible.
No, he says
no.
Bad.
Like, get it? Okay, I got it. Okay, Brian, thank you.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, guys. 2 years. I fight my health issues, listening to you guys daily, it puts a smile on my face, Terry.
Well,
hey, Terry. Okay, Terry. No disrespect. Okay. You think you got health issues? Terry, I don't even talk about my health issues.
Oh, God. Okay. I don't. Yeah, I hope Terry's fine. I don't know that he had health issues. Is this the guy? Well, there's a lot of Terrys that maybe listen, but that's not the Terry biking guy.
I don't know.
That guy
All
is
I'm saying is don't bring your health issues to us because I can tell you about health issues. That's all I'm saying.
Why don't we be more sensitive and say good? Because laughter is the best medicine. So that's what we're trying to help a little bit with that.
That's fine.
All right.
Whatever. Okay, so tell me again who Sonia Sotomayor is.
She was appointed by Clinton. She is on the Supreme Court.
Hillary?
No. It's appointed by the president, and then it's confirmed by the Senate.
Okay.
Dude. Okay, 4th of July is coming up. Whoever said that civic media thing, I kind of like that. Want to do a little civics every week? Like,
oh, I'd kick your butt.
Okay.
What?
Okay. That's Supreme Court. Let's see here. No, I'm not going to ask anything about the Supreme Court.
Go ahead. Ask me any political question you want. Go ahead.
Supreme Court.
The
Supreme Court is supposed to be nonpartisan.
Yes.
They're supposed to just look at the laws of the state. It's taken a little different trend. What, if you look at the Supreme Court, what is the makeup of the Supreme Court when it comes to leaning left or right, Republican, Democrat?
What do you mean? Well, what do you mean? Like what their personal feelings are or what it has to be? Or what do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Okay, liberal.
Well, right now it's right wingish, right?
Right. All right, you're right.
Okay.
It's like five people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be more to lean more to the right. And sometimes it leans more to the left.
Hey, okay,
that's
let's be
good
on
you know
hey,
that.
Hey, hey.
That's good.
Hey, the whole right. Clarence Thomas thing. Well, was he a whack job back in the day, huh? Wow.
Yeah, there's some question about I told you I met Justice Scalia. Did I tell you that?
So did I.
Did you when he's here? He's been to Green Bay a couple times. He likes duck hunting, believe it or not.
And I went duck hunting with him.
And he knows you did not. And then he
don't know that.
I know the people he went duck hunting with, and I never heard your name come up in that duck hunting group.
I didn't want the publicity.
Okay. Anyway, Ryan, this guy's a Supreme Court justice, very, very popular, young guy. And I actually sat next to him on the plane, both up front. But he did wear headsets. He didn't really talk.
Isn't that the worst thing, sitting next to somebody on a plane when they want to talk? Is there anything worse?
Well,
there's no. You cannot escape.
Yeah, I sat next to Larry Flint one time.
From Penthouse?
Yeah, I did.
Where?
Well, he's going from Minneapolis to L.A. And he just did. He came in.
Wow.
He was the last guy in the plane. Rapid.
I got Kelly here. It says happy anniversary. Thank loyal listeners since the very beginning.
Thank you, Kelly.
I got another one here. I am the Terry with stage 4 cancer. I coach basketball at West DePere in Kimberly. I live in Ashwaubenon.
All right. I know who you are, Terry.
You know, Terry. He came
yes, absolutely. You are great. All right. Well, I hope you're doing much better.
Got another
I'm glad
one here.
You
before
listen.
Jim gives John too much grief about his civics knowledge, may I reference the great Wisconsin state tree fiasco a few weeks ago? Current and fourth grade teachers everywhere shuddered when Jim Schmidt announced that the state tree was the white pine.
You weren't here for that.
No.
I believe Connie was sitting in that day. Thank you, Nancy.
What is our state tree? The maple?
I think
is it the maple?
Yep.
Yeah.
You said it was the white pine?
Yeah. He was doing a little contest. He was, you know, a little trivia.
I did.
World's worst trivia?
Yeah, I had world's worst trivia on your own.
Is our bird the robin, too?
Yes.
Why does Michigan and Wisconsin have the same bird?
They do.
Do you know, hey, can I be honest with you on something?
You want to
hear my something grandpa's cool? Dead for 100 years. He used to eat robins.
Can't do that.
But I can say it now. So my sister.
There's no meat on a robin.
Oh, yeah. The breasts are fine.
Oh, with what? A tweezers? That's.
My sister
anyway,
was visiting my Zia, which is a great aunt in Italian in Chicago, where they're from. And they're in the back seat, and she had a bag. Just a, you know. bag. And I said, why is that bag fluttering? She had robins in there.
Why?
To eat.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? They used to eat robins.
I'm not kidding you. I've never heard of that. That's sad. Anyway, let me tell you about robins. As a little kid. No, this is cool.
Todd just goes, oh.
No,
No,
this is it. You can use this. You can use this. Pass this on to your kids and your grandkids.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pass this on to
the grandkids. This is very interesting. When we were kids, when you saw your first robin of the year, you make a wish.
For what? What do you mean?
That's like cool, right? You're looking for a robin. You know spring's coming. You see it, and you see your first robin, you make
a wish.
Did
you ever kill a robin?
No. God, no. Are you kidding? That's it. That's against the law, John. Come on.
He'd never do anything against the law.
Has to be
come
like,
on. You're talking about...
Come on. You're talking about...
We had to take a quick break back then.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Why we listen to this? Because of you and I?
No, right. Because my computer's not working. I'm just playing whatever I can find.
Oh.
What's wrong with this music?
Nothing. I just... What is it? What is the first line? Is it under my what?
Under my thumb. That's 1968. Yeah. That's
I know,
number
I thought
right
here.
You're
like...
No, just someone out there. I just can't believe Carly Simon is 82 years old. I had such a crush on Carly Simon. You can't believe it. 1972. Remember, You're So Vain? I don't think she's ever... Todd.
Warren Beatty.
Hey, she's ever... Was it Warren Beatty? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I don't think it was.
I don't think so. That was kind of like what she threw out there, but I don't really think it was. I heard it was Mick Jagger.
Well, he sang on the song. He sang backup, so I don't think it's him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, my sister, I got texted. My sister used to eat squirrels. And by the way, it's the sugar maple tree, not just the maple tree,
wow.
Says
okay.
Michael.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That's
all right.
All right. Now we know.
So I looked it up. I looked it up. It says she said she was actually singing about three men, one of whom she named publicly Warren Beatty. So
right.
Jim was right. I don't know who the other two are offhand.
Oh, so it was okay. So he was one of the guys.
According to Wikipedia,
I always felt like she would have liked me. Like if we'd gone to high school together or something, there's something about her because she was a little off. You know, she had kind of like the weird lips and everything. She was a little off. But I think she would have liked me. What?
Yeah, I'm sure, John.
I'm serious. I'm not, you know, sometimes you look at a woman and you think, hey, who would you think would like you in high school?
Yeah.
I thought Carly Simon was one of them.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there.
You thought that about a lot of women.
Nancy Sinatra.
Yep. You've mentioned a few of them down the road. That Daisy from Happy Days. Not Happy Days.
She's too young.
That car.
Yeah. Daisy Duke.
Daisy,
I met her.
Did drunk. So did I.
She was stoned. I'm sorry. She was at a car show.
Did I go with you to that Iola car show? Did you and I go there? No.
Okay. Was she there?
Yes.
Because I did a car show with her in Flint, and she had a handler, and she was wearing big sunglasses, and she was slurring really bad.
At like 1 o'clock?
Yes.
In the afternoon?
Was
yeah.
she that way? At, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Was that the car show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was in Flint.
Oh, it was in Flint. All right. This
yeah.
Is here
but
in
it's
Wisconsin.
Like, oh, I could still picture. I bet I could still have the image. Like, yeah.
Do you ever?
She was talking like that. It's like, oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Sometimes online, you'll see where are they now or, you know, people who are like destitute. They're poverty or they gain so much weight. They really, and, you know, that's too bad because I think they got stereotyped and they couldn't find another job.
Yeah. I don't think she ever did anything after that.
Right.
Dukes of Hazzard. That was it.
That's
but
too
she
bad.
Was, yeah. She's but pretty, you were, so you and I both had the same experience with
pretty
isn't
lit
that
up.
Funny?
Yeah, that was. That
she was lit. She was slurring. What else we got here? She got a text here. She was a little off, quote, I think she would like me, Brian.
Okay.
Chuck says, do y'all know what's going on with Veterans Village on St. Anthony Drive? I do not.
Did we have, we were talking about that.
I don't know. Yeah, we were just talking during the break here. Chuck, let us know, please. I got another one here. I heard Carly was writing about James Taylor.
Yeah.
So, Michael, that's what I heard, too.
He just, where did he was just here.
James Taylor?
Well, not like here, like in Wisconsin here.
Okay.
Some people went to see him, and he was awesome, like awesome.
Do you know what I, Todd, you didn't, did you go to Bob Dylan?
No.
Okay. Did you, I mean, never heard much about that, do you? When he was at the Widener?
I think Terry went, so maybe Terry.
But not, I mean, no rave reviews.
No, you're right.
You know, it was
a lot
like,
of talk before he got here.
Yeah. Because then the movie was, did you see the movie, Todd?
No.
Me neither. What?
Okay. Well, good thing you brought that up. What, there's a movie about.
Bob Dylan, yeah, it's a huge movie.
Did he sell all his stuff? Was that him?
I don't. I told you his uncle didn't give me a job. No, he didn't give me a job. Zimmerman's Electronic in Hibbing, Minnesota. Brent. Come on. Come here.
Brent, how are you, man? Good. It's nice to see you. This guy that's coming on our show at 7, but he's here right now, so we're going to sit on over there.
Come on over here, Brent.
So we talk about all the great things that are going on in Northeast Wisconsin.
By the way, I just want to say one thing. Knob just texted me. Our first color TV was December 1979, exactly when we got ours. Some of us weren't born with a silver spoon in their tongue, Jim.
Okay. Oh, Jim, I thought he was talking about Ryan. Okay.
Hi, Brent.
But
how you doing, buddy?
I haven't seen you in a little while, and it was so fun to run into you at the Packer Foundation luncheon 2 days ago. And your organization, the way that works is the Packer Organization Foundation gives out probably $1 million a year, right? It's got to be close to that.
Yeah, I think it's almost two.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you apply and say, look, this is what we do in our community. This is what we do. They had people from Madison. They had people from Milwaukee. And, of course, Brent here from Green Bay. And he does the, I had Scholarships Inc., but you've changed it. It's called College Ready.
Yeah, we're College Ready now. It used to be Scholarships Inc. Yeah.
And sent it to Todd, I was like, Scholarship Inc., I thought, well, that's not really right. You, just thank you for what you're doing because it's.
How many kids have you guys
helped? They always say that education's your ticket out of anything, right?
Yeah,
or to
exactly.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we've been around since 1962 as Scholarships Inc. Really, for the most part of our history, we're a scholarship granting organization. Still doing that, actually, over 7,000 scholarships, over $14 million during that period of time. Right here in this community, Brown County, Door County for the scholarships. But recently we started a program where we're trying to help students not only pay for college, but really get enrolled in college. And those students will be the first in their family to go to college. They're from homes that are impoverished.
Sure.
Neither of their parents have gone to college. And so that whole experience and understanding.
I just want to say something. Jim and I actually were at an event last year, last summer.
We were with him.
We were sitting
that's
there.
Right. Yeah.
That's the day.
Our big
that
event.
That day you were sweating garlic?
Yes.
Oh,
we made
God.
A mistake. Thanks
we
for remembering.
A break.
It was a great event,
whoa.
By the way. We'll get to the event, but first I got to
I didn't smell them, but.
No, it was unbelievable.
But there was a reason because of where we went to dinner before.
And it was so hot.
Yeah, it was hot. Anyway, that's a great event. We're going to get to that. Thank you for being here. This is really important to our community. And that's
Brent
Rubble, like
Scholarship
about.
Inc. Back after
no,
this.
It's college ready.
Oh, I can take it.
Something in my head, I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift, I could not believe my eyes when I saw through the farts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.